Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, also known as Hannah Montana. We're going to get into that later. We have some special guests today, especially CMC Alvarado. It is the CMC Super Show, and I am stoked to have him here. Second time with him. This hour is going to be fun. We have some special guests stopping by talking passports. But CMC, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, MC2.
I'm excited to have you here. It's always fun. And then I know you've had a busy week last week. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so it's not just me, but I would say, you know, the whole installation team in Rota, security, Fed Fire, emergency management, and all the leadership and parties that's involved with that. So we had a final evaluation problem, which is FEP. We have CNIC inspector from Norfolk, and then our region team was here, and then to assess us and how and evaluate us really on how we can defend and protect our installation, right? The installation. That goes from the harbor to having, pure penetration and all that, and to, you know, active shooter stuff. So I believe that our team, did a great job, phenomenal job. And we've done a pretty good, overall. I would say we're over 90. There's some lessons learned, definitely some process improvement on our part. But definitely overall, I would say we nail it. We know what we need to get better at. So that was a pretty busy, not just last week, but I would say the in preparation, right? That's 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Since I've been here, they've been, you know, drilling all this stuff, right? So great job to Team Rota for that.
Absolutely. And no shocker there for me. I mean, I walk around, I see all the warfighters. It's very united. And I think it's good that you said over 90%. That's incredible. And then it's better not to be at 100%, because that means it shows you to improve. Because if you're at 100%, you'll just be like, I'm the best. Can't improve on that.
We're definitely better than a lot of installation, I would say.
So, yeah, shout out Team Rota.
Very proud, yeah.
And then everyone here in Team Rota has been dealing with a lot of weather lately. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling the same, right? So it's been really a crazy weather here. Levante, they call it, I would say, right? High winds, rain, and then I think that was yesterday when we saw a water spout. Somebody took a photo, and then somebody seen it in real time yesterday around 1400. But it's not a tornado, that's what I'm tracking. But at the same time, there's some, you know, that weather impacted not just on base, but there's some destruction in our local community as well. So stay safe, drive slow, and watch for standing water. And then make sure, you know, your car and family are prepared for emergencies at all times. And then, you know, there are some, I think I've heard, you know, trees, you know, fell down or whatnot. But I have one definitely in my area where it's kind of leaning halfway already. But, you know, if it was Hawaii, it's like a thing, right? You know, kids take advantage of the kind of like almost falling off trees, and they just jump from there to the water. But yeah, so it's crazy weather. But I would say, speaking of weather, beautiful day today, and then tomorrow is going to be windy, right? And the remaining of the day, the week really, is still going to be raining, as far as, you know, weather prediction and what I'm seeing on, you know, the weather app and whatever app that we're using, right? So
it's been pretty bipolar with the weather, but it's good for the reservoirs. I mean, it is dangerous for the winds. I do the weather every day here, and I saw 55 mile per hour. So, but it's fun. It's cool to see that the kids are making it creative, having fun with the branches,
sure,
like you say. But with regards to the kids, that means spring break's coming up. I mean, the weather's not really showing favorable conditions of that, but do you have any spring break plans?
Oh man, that's always, if you have kids, that's really a 1 year plan, right? So we do have a plan to go to Miami, but it's really for the wedding. For my sister's wedding, younger sister's wedding, but they plan it up based on our kid's schedule for spring break, so we can actually make it there. So I'll be flying with my family next week, back to Miami, see the family there, and then come back here. So that's going to be part of our, you know, we're going to knock out a few things out there. It's been a minute since last time I visited. I would say it's about 5-6 years last time I was in Miami with my wife, Anastasia, so looking forward to it.
That's awesome, and congratulations to your younger sister. That's amazing. And flying to Miami. Miami's beautiful. Beautiful area. Beaches, great food, Cuban culture. So I'm stoked for you, CMC. That'll be fun.
Don't worry. I'll take some photos.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
All right.
And then you're going to Miami, which is going to require a passport. And We have some special guests today talking about passports, and we're going to get to them very shortly. But before that, we're going to have a quick song break with some Green Day, Minority, here on AFN Road of the Eagle. That was Green Day with Minority here on AFN Road of the Eagle, and it is a CMC Super Show on this beautiful Tuesday. I can say that today because the weather not as vicious now as we were just talking with the water spout. And we are here with some special guests. We were just talking CMC Alvarado. He's going to Miami, which is going to require a passport. And the spring and summer travel season is about to kick off, and we have two special guests, passport gurus, I would say. QM1 Hammond and YN2 Rose are here to talk everything passports, which actually I'm elated because my passport expires 2026. How are you two doing today?
Yeah, first of all, good afternoon, Rhoda. QM1 Hammond, personal officer on base. And yeah, we could dive right into the passport. So first off, when it comes to a passport, you need to break it down to what type of passport are you renewing. You have two different types. You have a tourist passport. You have a special issuance passport. That's the first thing you got to identify. And just hit it on the head. Okay, cool. You want to renew a tourist passport? You're going to need a money order. You're going to need a DS-11 just to renew it, or a DS-82. And tailoring to you, my team would essentially get you set up with the right corresponding documents, the corresponding checklist to get you more prepared for that.
CMC, is your passport up to date?
Oh, yeah. So I've dealt with this when I was in Sigonella, Sicily, right? So making sure that, because it requires, especially with your, if you have kids, to make sure that you renew the passport ahead of time. So don't wait till last minute, you know, 6 months prior or whatnot, because certain countries requires, you know, 6 months prior expiration. If not, then, you know, they're not going to let you in. So you just wasted halfway through and you can't even enter to your final destination, right? So it's important. Now, QM1, and then YN2, really. So what do you think, you know, talk to us or our listeners as well. The process, if you have a newborn, what's the process look like with that?
So with a newborn, right, first you need to establish your child as a U.S. citizen, right? So that's where that passport and the CRBA comes into play, right? So for all the listeners out there, you would need to attain a DS-11 form, which is the passport application form, and then you'll need a Social Security memorandum, which will be found online, and then you'll need Spanish birth certificate for the child. Once you obtain that, then you'll obtain a marriage certificate for both parties, both parents. And then from there, you will obtain both tourist passports from the parents. Once you obtain those tourist passports, then it will be the secondary form of ID, so state ID, driver's license, CAT cards, and then proof of residency. And then once you're done with those, then you'll go into the DS-2029, which is the CRBA application form.
Okay, good. And how about in relate with orders? Do they need orders, current orders, or do they need to get an order mod to add that? Is that a requirement?
Yo, so see, some great question on the orders. So specifically for a tourist passport and CRBA, you do not need orders.
Okay.
Essentially, what you're trying to do is establish your newborn child as a U.S. citizen, which is what that CRBA, or to kind of break that down, it's a consular report of birth abroad. So that is essentially their American birth certificate at that point. So.
Okay. Good to know, right? So now, speaking of working on renewal, what's the best advice or even what you guys have seen, right, to renew the passport? How many months?
So usually within 6 months, because certain countries do require that 6-month rule, or if your passport is just running out of visa pages, then you can renew at that time.
Okay, so really you're looking at maybe 7-8 months prior, right? Okay, because you know, given it might take four six weeks. All right, so now talk to me about the United Kingdom's ETA, or electronic travel authorization. Why
so
two?
The United Kingdom's electronic travel authorization is an authorization that allows foreign nationals, right? So us, we would be foreign nationals, to visit or to transit through the United Kingdom without a visa. So if you're going through the United Kingdom, or if you're going to a country and you're laying over in the United Kingdom, then this process would be required from you. It's an electronic authorization. It's £10 per application. You can fill it out online or via the UK ETA app. You can download it on your phone, and it is mandatory prior to travel into the United Kingdom.
Okay, so it's about £10.
£10.
How long does it take? So I believe there's an app too, right?
There is an app.
There's so that's easier. How long does it take? 10 minutes?
Usually about 10 minutes to apply, and then you'll get an authorization from that app application.
Right away. Okay, that's good to know.
I just had to do it. I'd have to interject. My wife and I, we missed our flight to Bucharest, and we took a little detour, went up through the Cork, a flight to London, and I was researching this, and it was very quick. I was stressing. I was like, they're going to deny access to us in the UK. And I think this is very amazing information that you're putting out, because they probably would. They didn't say anything, but they do the digital chip through your phone. You scan it, and it was very straightforward.
Okay, that's good information. Thank you, Wayne. What else?
I just want to also say that we don't have any authority to expedite passports under the Department of State. So we have no authority to expedite passports. So if it is of urgent matter or an emergency matter, you have two other options. You have the U.S. consulate in Sevilla, or you have the U.S. embassy in Madrid. And please note that those two facilities only deal with tourist passports.
Okay. So tourist passport, not new application or... Oh, no. So they
not special issuance passports. So special issuance is an umbrella of no-fee, official, diplomatic, and service passports.
They don't do that.
So we are the only entity in the entire
Spain
who can process special issuance passports.
Okay, so only tourist passport for the consular office and also embassy in Madrid. Got it. Well, thanks for that. So what else? We are part of the community and dedicated to working with the whole community in Rota to make sure that we provide them and assist them with whatever they need in regards to the passport. So what else? What else do you see that we need to provide our listeners, our community, in regards with the process and all that?
Great question, CMC. I would say for our listeners out there, the key thing to set up a passport appointment is planning ahead. If you do something 2 weeks prior, it just puts yourself and our team and just a kind of a scramble. So I would say planning ahead. If you are accessible to your passport right now, please look at it. Look at that expiration, and we'll be sure to pick up our team, and we'll set that up as soon as possible.
All right, well, thank you to both of you being our guests and talking about passport. Over to you, DJ.
This is wealth of information because of the pundits on passports, and you will be seeing me shortly because I need to. We're talking before here. Yeah, February of 2026, said the six-month deadline, so absolutely, and I will be seeing you guys soon. I just want to ask before you guys go, you guys big travelers yourself?
I'm a big traveler with my wife. Yes, I am. I hate planning. However, I do enjoy traveling. So hit a lot of countries in Europe. I say my favorite one by far is Greece.
Beautiful area.
Take it home for myself.
How about you, Wayne, too?
I used to not be a big traveler, but now as I, you know, getting a little bit older, you know, I like to travel a lot. My favorite country that I would travel to is Germany.
What part?
Simbach.
Simbach. Okay. That's awesome. It makes sense because you guys are dealing with passports. Hoping you guys be big travelers. We know CMC is. I mean, he's going to Miami and he's...
Yeah.
You know
what would be messed up is, you know, we have two of our passport SMEs and they don't even go anywhere.
The irony would be crazy.
You're fired, right? Well, take advantage of the travel opportunity we have in Europe. So keep doing great things to support our community. So I thank both of you for being part of this show. CMC Super Show, it's always great to have guests.
Absolutely. QM1, Hammond, YN2 Rose, thank you for stopping by.
Well, yeah, thank you for having us.
No problem.
Awesome. And that was wonderful information. And we're just talking about countries and travel. And coming up, we're going to have a very special guest, right-hand man, joining us, right-hand man of the CEO, he's coming to visit CMC during a super show. And they're going to have a little bit of a competition. And I think there's a question regarding more countries. So he's going to stop by soon. And before that, we're going to go to CMC's one of his favorite songs, Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. It's a Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart. Cannot talk today. Kickstart My Heart. Perfect introduction for our new guest. We have the executive officer, Commander. It's Commander Justin Jennings here on AFN Rota with CMC Alvarado for the CMC Super Show. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. First time having you on air, so I'm stoked.
Yeah, super cool to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome.
So finally, we got, you know, Commander Jennings and CMC Super Show. So we've been talking about this for a minute. So let our listeners know about yourself. You know, where you're from, hometown, you know, what's your kind of like background, Navy career, stuff like that, family hobbies, whatnot, right?
Sure, so. So I've been here about nine months now, and finally getting on the radio, and really, really excited to be here. So my hometown, I'm originally from Kailua, Hawaii, kind of a...
Brother.
Yeah. not so much, but it was kind of a you know, both of my parents were kind of there by luck, and I just happened to be born and raised there. So I went to school out there, and then when I graduated high school, I went to the Naval Academy. I graduated in the class of 2003. So if you're doing math, that's about 22 years ago, which is man,
it's a long time.
Makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then after I finished school, I was commissioned, and I went into the NFO community, went down to Pensacola, and I spent the next 19 years flying and instructing in the Maritime Patrol Reconnaissance community, right? So I was flying P-3s and then eventually P-8s for a little bit. But, yeah, 19 years straight flying and instructing in P-3s. So doing anti-submarine warfare and intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. And, yeah, it's pretty pretty awesome. 19 years doing that, and then the Navy said I'd had enough fun flying and hanging around being shore-based, so they sent me and the family to Bahrain. So we did 2.5 years out there at NAVSENT, and now we're here. So really, really excited to be joining the ROTA community. Speaking of the family, I married my wife, Jody. In May will be 20 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, 20 years. We have a son named Jake. He's 15 years old, and our daughter Jill, who's 12. And your kids are a little bit younger, so you're not going to have to deal with this. But 15-year-old means you can drive a microcar around base.
No, assuming, I've seen it. It's awesome.
Assuming you have all the right licenses and permissions, but man, it's terrifying. Those little things are made of plastic, and they're just buzzing around here. And but what a great opportunity for them. So.
Yeah, and one of them trying to overtake me on my way home on a 40 mile per hour kilometers, right? I was like, "Wow, okay." So good stuff, right? So yeah. Now, you know, there's a bunch of haters out there, not NFO or have not worked on P3s or P8s, because everybody says, "Oh, you know, they don't do anything. They can stand up, you know, they can walk around, stretch their legs, right? Compared to other platform." So that's good to have, great to have you here, XO. And, so now we have a tradition here, CMC Super Show. We call it Take Five, right? So when we bring on new guests, since this is your first time, on the show, we gotta get to know you a little bit better, with Take Five. So I have 5 questions here, and then, you know, so we'll go with it. So do you have a pet?
So to my, to both of my kids' disappointment, we do not have any pets. We like to travel a lot, and we have kind of adopted the philosophy that it would kind of get in the way of all of our travel. My wife gave me some grief about that. My daughter really, really wanted a cat for Christmas. So I got her a Lego cat. And so, so for Christmas, I got her a Lego cat, and she and I spent some time building this. I mean, it was probably a 500-600 piece Lego set. It was a giant cat. But, yeah, no, that's the closest thing we have to a pet. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now being in ROTA for over 9 months. So where is your favorite place to eat in ROTA?
That one's easy.
Well, I would say on base.
On base?
And outside.
Okay.
Off base.
So on base, chances are if you go to the Gateway Galley, you're going to see me there every day for lunch. So, yeah, that's right. One of the cheapest places you can eat on base, and the food's good. All the employees are great. It's a good experience there. So I'm there pretty much every day for lunch.
Plethora of options too.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
For lunch for $7.10 with all the options plus some, I think I'm not even tracking if we're able to get the 5-star, you know, assessment. We did.
I think that's coming up.
That's coming up soon, right? So that's, We gotta showcase what our team do here for the community. So yeah, I think we're there.
I think the brunch is great, and I mean Chief Ruiz and the team over there, they put out a great product, and I'm happy to support them. That's pretty awesome. So my favorite place to eat out in town, previously stationed in Sigonella like you were, right? Mm-hmm. So after we left there, I've really been craving pizza, some good pizza. And
there's only one close I can think of.
That's right. That's right. So there's a restaurant out in ROTA called Maiden South.
There you go.
And a couple of Neapolitans came over, and they're making the closest thing to Italian pizza that I've had in a long time. So that's probably our favorite place to eat downtown.
True. I couldn't agree, you know, with you, right? So that's really, especially well, Sigonella, $6, you know, pizza, that's all you need. And it's real pizza, right? So it's different compared to what we get in stateside. Now, third question for you. What is your favorite Top Gun moment?
Oh, man.
Both of them. The first one and the second one.
All right.
Let me ask you this first. Which one do you like the most? The first one or the second?
Well, the first one was a classic, right? And, you know, that's, you know, you and I are about the same age.
Yeah.
Grew up watching movies and that, I kind of credit that with some of my desire to join the Navy and fly airplanes and join the aviation community. So I like the first one better. I think the cinematography in the second one, obviously, since technology has come a long way, is a lot better. And, so one of my, funny story about the new one, one of my classmates, Captain Kristen Hansen, is one of the pilots that's actually flying the F-18s in the new movie. So, all the low level flying in the new movie is done by a good friend of mine. Went through flight school together and, she's fantastic, fantastic pilot. But that was all her.
Wow.
Like all the low level flying underneath the bridge, all that stuff.
That's awesome.
So that's probably the, just the filming aspect of it. Cinematography is incredible. And, the low level kind of in the canyons. Yeah. I think that's probably my favorite scene. Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. Fourth question for you. We're talking about pizza. What's your favorite pizza top?
So in Italy, they have a pizza called Diavola. And it's basically,
Now I'm getting hungry. You gotta stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically, a cheese pizza, but it's got, spicy pepperoni or salami picante on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, man, that's what I ordered every time. It was my go-to.
That's good, man. I think having kids, three girls, really, I cannot have them try a new or different toppings other than margarita.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like their thing, right? So, all right. Glad to know that.
Margarita is great though, because if you think, right, it's just, especially when you have really good ingredients, like fresh mozzarella, basil, fresh tomatoes. Oh, it's really good.
Yeah. Last question for you.
All right.
What type of music do you like to play on a treadmill?
Man, this answer is going to sound like a cop out, right? But realistically, anything with a good beat. So, you know, we were listening to some Motley Crue in the playing music, and that's probably one of my favorite groups to listen to, just because it has that kind of driving beat to keep you going on the treadmill.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. So this next question for you is really talking about what.
This is a good question. Just finding. So as a I don't really know. As the executive officer here at NAV State Rota, you play an absolute vital role. And obviously, last week we had the final evaluation and conduct operations here on the installation to support the fleet and the warfighter.
Yep.
Can you tell me, for me in layman's terms, just what are your primary roles and responsibilities?
Ooh, so that's,
what do you do?
what do I do?
In essence, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great question. And you know, if you look at the Navy SORM, the executive officer has the easiest job in the Navy, right? So when you look at duties and responsibilities of the commanding officer, they're long and drawn out.
Two,
three pages.
Yeah.
What the commanding officer is responsible for. And the executive officer has like two bullets and it says responsible to the commanding officer as directed.
Consigliere.
Yeah. I pretty much support him in all of his responsibilities and I try to take stuff off of his plate as much as I can to give him the ability to get out, engage with people in the installation and be out in public and seen and having those interactions. And so I kind of get to do some of the dirty work, but yeah, it's, unfortunately, a lot of it is paperwork and admin stuff and sitting behind the desk, but that's what keeps things running. And, but I do cherish the opportunities to get out and see people and do things. And
just like attending and being a guest to our CMC Super Show.
On the Super Show, that's it.
Yeah. So I think you really have a, you know, he's playing, XO has been playing it, you know, playing it down, what his duties and responsibilities
are. I can't imagine the stress.
But I would say man, train, equip, really, and a lot of programs fall under
him.
He's the one that oversees all that. You know, I have that supporting role with him. Same thing, you know, triad. We're able to manage, you know, and assist the commanding officer in a lot of things. So we're fortunate to, I'm fortunate as CMC to work with you. I think I spend more time with you than you as well with me and our family.
Yep.
Which is, I think it can be a good thing or a bad thing, but we're having fun. So now, you know, as far as, you know, complex operation platform, system of systems designed to enable warfighter maintain readiness to support combat and commanders, what else do you think that, outside of that man train equip, you know, what departments, what's your supporting role, or what's your role with the departments, department heads included?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, right? And we talk about our core mission here, and I think, anybody that's engaged with the skippers has, heard him say it at least once, right? And our job is to make sure that the warfighter has the things they need to be able to deploy on time, every time, in order to go out and get the mission accomplished, right? So, that's my role, is to support that. And it kind of goes into every department, on the installation. I mean, whether it's security or fire and emergency services, fleet and family, MWR, all of that. And it's just to make sure that we're giving the best product possible to our community and to the supported commands here, at NAV State Rota.
Awesome. So now, let's talk about leadership advice. So,
yeah.
Best piece of leadership advice you have ever received.
Ooh. So this is a really early leadership lesson I got. It was back in advanced flight training, and the commanding officer of our squadron came in and kind of gave us a pro dev discussion, and he said, "Make good coffee." And I was like, kind of caught me off guard a little bit, and I was like, "What do you mean make good coffee? Good coffee, you know, we're not here to make coffee. And you know, he kind of said, you know, it doesn't matter what the task is, mm-hmm. be the best at it, right? So, you know, when you're a brand new ensign, you get to the squadron and, you know, your job's, you know, making sure that the wardroom has a pot of coffee in the morning or what have you, like make the best possible coffee you can, right? So that, you build that reputation early that you're somebody that can be depended on to do a good job. So that kind of stuck with me. You know, that was about 21 and a half years ago. So,
never heard that before.
Yeah. It's a beautiful metaphor.
Yeah.
It can be applicable in so many different facets
yeah,
of life.
It doesn't matter what the job is. Do the best job you possibly can at it so that you build that reputation early. And then, you're that person that can be depended on.
So I don't know if we might have to put you on a test for a cheese mess coffee. I don't know,
man.
If you know the difference between wardroom coffee and cheese mess. So we'll put you on a test here soon.
Is it anything like Italian coffee?
Oh yeah, that's different, right? All right. So now, same thing. Learning lessons. What can you share to us, including listeners? Learning lessons.
Sure. So, kind of my as you approach tasks, mm-hmm. right? You kind of carry two toolboxes with you as you go through your career and life, right? And you're always presented with good examples that you want to emulate, and you're presented with examples that you don't necessarily want to emulate as a leader. If we're still kind of sticking with the leadership theme, but you always have examples you want to emulate and ones that you don't want to emulate, and you kind of carry those with you at all times, and so that when you're presented with a new situation, you can dig into that toolbox and figure out which leadership lesson you want to break out and which one maybe you want to try to avoid, right? So we've all had that leader that, you know, maybe they weren't the greatest example. So you kind of file that one in the toolbox of people you don't want to emulate and you don't want to be and you don't want to make decisions like that. And then we've all had examples of great leaders and you know, go into that toolbox and pull out that lesson and that person that you want to be. And each are as important as the other, you know. So,
true. I agree with that. All right, so I'm gonna ask you this: being a JO, right? When you were a JO, who was your best chief in your career?
So
right?
There's.
I'm not asking CMC now.
Sure, sure.
Chief,
of course,
right?
So, I did a training officer tour for my second C tour, and I had this senior chief. He was a AW. Operator senior chief, his name was Stan Lenover. And this guy was, he was awesome, right? So he had everything figured out, like good life, good work life balance. He had a, you know, great family. He had, he was phenomenal in the airplane, like tactically sound, one of the best operators I ever met. And then outside of work, you know, you could kind of like, you know, take the flight suit off, throw on some civilian clothes and have a beer with the guy, and he's just super easy to talk to. I loved working with him. I loved hanging out with him. Stan was definitely my guy. He craziest, one of the craziest reenlistments I ever did. He was making faces at me the whole time, and he came up to me before and was like, "All right, so we're gonna do this reenlistment. We're gonna do it a little different. I want you to memorize the whole oath and just do the whole thing, no breaks." I was like, okay, all right, Stan, let's do it.
Did you even breathe the whole time?
Well, yeah. I breathe. But, you know, everybody started looking at us weird because I just started saying the oath and I didn't stop to pause in between to have him repeat after me.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of looking at me all weird. And then as soon as I finished, boom, he went right into it and he repeated the whole thing. No breaks, no stopping. It was awesome. That's he was nice. Trying to throw me off the whole time. But anyway, I love that guy. I think he got commissioned as a warrant officer.
Boy.
So, yeah. Yeah,
good.
Great dude.
Awesome stuff, XO. I wouldn't believe that you've been in 22 years. Both of you look like young studs, so I'm shocked, honestly. But unfortunately, we're coming to the last 10 minutes, but we're going to have the saltiest sailor competition. We're going to have to speed run through this because I want to also give out the, you know, installation updates. But you guys ready for a quick speed
run? All right.
Yeah, let's go.
And I'm going to be, you know, both of you wonderful leaders, had such a career, way longer than me. How many countries have you both visited in the Navy?
XO's tracking. I don't, you know, so.
I lost count after 50, so I'm probably something more than 50 in countries.
Step foot on all 50?
Yep.
Okay.
So we have a rule in my house. You have to leave the airport and have a meal and a beverage in order for that country to count.
I like that.
So.
You don't have any idea?
I don't have any idea.
Over 50?
With me personally, and then plus the family, I would say yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll chalk that up as a draw. How many challenge coins do you both have?
I'll beat him to it.
Yeah, I yield on a challenge coin question. He's got me beat, no doubt.
I've got 3 boxes I haven't displayed, yeah, but I think, you know, every single one of them I remember, so I think I got him on this.
XO did say off air he got his stolen, I think.
Yeah, I had to start from scratch.
Very strange.
Yeah.
All right, so point CMC. Sorry, sir.
That's all right.
How many royal orders are you a part of? So that's shellback.
For me, it's 2, I think.
Which ones?
Shellback and the zero, the golden, right? So that's pretty much it. But I've crossed the equator at least with the ceremony at least 7 times.
Okay. How about you, sir?
Again, this isn't even a competition, so I have 0 sea time. So
NFO.
Yeah, I've been.
Aviation don't have that when you're on the plane.
No, I've been over and across all of the lines more times than I can count, but never had a ceremony to give me a certificate. So
I'm gonna have to Google this if they even do that on a PT back in the day.
We did not. I assure you.
So we're gonna have to skip the sea story because of what you just said, sir. We'll just chalk that up as
count. Yeah.
But we're last. What last one? How many sunsets have you seen?
Oh. That's
harder than the countries,
honestly. It's different. His air, I mean, I'm on a surface deck, you know, so I think I'm going to give it to him.
I calculated this yesterday based on how long I've been in the Navy. 7,970 sunsets.
Yeah, same thing.
That's a lot.
That's legendary. Yeah.
I would say total of, so sea time, almost close, but I'll give it to XO.
On the sunset?
Man. He's closer to, he's up in the sky, right?
So absolutely.
I'm down in the water, so.
Well, sir, respectfully, this is the CMC Super Show. I do have to be the judge and pick the saltiest sailor. Nothing wrong with being in the air. I think that's legendary. But CMC, congratulations. You win today's.
Thank you.
CMC's.
Congrats.
Well, no, I won't say CMC's saltiest sailor because you are the saltiest sailor.
You are.
Of these two, but both legendary stories. And it is 3:55, so we're going to talk about installation updates. Sir, it's been awesome hearing you're now a recurring guest, so you have to come back and learn more about you. But what is going on here on NAVSEA Road? A lot, it seems like.
Yeah, no, we have a lot. You know, we just wrapped up our final evaluation program, final evaluation problem last week. Mm-hmm. The team did amazing, absolutely amazing. What else we got going on? We got Feria coming up. We got this
Sevillanas, and then the town hall wrap up, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get more participation on that town hall. Ask us question. Now, for information for the community, OHA MIHA survey still happening until the end of the month, plus ANFAS, right? So verification update. Make sure they log in and verify their information is correct. Still due March 31st. So both of them are due March 31st. And then Fleet and Family Support Center financial specialist classes for, you know, with the tax season coming up, they still offer those classes. So if you have time, you know, make sure you get signed up on that. And then I just want to plug the medical enlisted commissioning program. If you're interested, make sure if you haven't already, make sure you get submit all your packages to your CEO 23rd March, May, and then make sure that's all mailed out 13th June. And then a couple more things here. Flint Family Support Virtual Counseling. If you have not seen the PAO or their website, you know, scan the QR code or call the number 1-855-205-6749 for anything counseling related. And there's more to it as far as classes as well. So make sure you guys call that number for virtual counseling. And then last thing for me, to support the MWR, we have a volunteer sign up for the Colorado Run coming up here on 12th April. So I encourage everybody, if you're not doing anything, you're free that day, please sign up at the gym or call our call Jen, sign up over there, 0900 to 1230. This is in support of the Military Child Appreciation Month, and this is a great event that I encourage people to volunteer and then sign up for that. So or run, right? Be a participant. So that's great stuff that's happened. And there's more to it. Log into MWR. What, you know, they've been doing a great job on advertising events. Vamos is finally out, so if you haven't picked your copy up, so make sure you guys grab one or log into their website.
Yeah, and this I think this Thursday, for all you runners out there, this Thursday is the Spring Fling 5K and 10K. So
there you go.
If you want to get out there and stretch your legs, I'll be out there on Thursday afternoon.
Hopefully, weather permits that.
Yeah,
I mean, all you runners, psychopaths, I love it. Yeah. There's also bingo. The Vamos has everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This base certainly provides for everyone.
Yeah,
here.
We're fortunate to have a great team. So
very blessed.
We're just taking, I think, you know, really the community needs to take advantage of what our team has been offering.
Yep.
So there's a lot that sometimes if they don't look for it or ask, then, you know, they don't know that it's available. Yep. So.
Well, CMC, this is your super show every month. I look forward to it. It's our second one. It's been an honor. And then EXO, it's been an honor to have you here. You're now signed yourself up, recurring guest for
awesome.
The future. One day you're going to have three of the triad in here. That'll be awesome. It's been a wonderful hour. I can't wait. I learned so much about your administrative role. Not even more than that, but EXO, that's stressful job in my eyes. CMC, stressful job. It's nice
no,
to have
EXO,
you guys
EXO does, that's more. I'm just the supporting role, right? So we don't stress stuff out, but we'll do it the best we can.
Yeah.
So thanks for having us. Once again, looking forward to the next show.
Absolutely. CMC Alvarado and our executive officer, Commander Jennings. I was messing that up. That's bad. But okay. Bringing us out to news and sports, we're not going to have any Kickstart My Heart. We're going to have CMC's, one of his songs, by Bruno Mars and Rose with Apt here on AFN Road of the Eagle.